It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and today we're going to be talking about the prophet Isaiah and how he teaches about true worship. The text for this Sunday school lesson is Isaiah chapter 1, verses 10 through 20. It's a Sunday school lesson prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of November the 27th, 1927. And we'll get to that text in just a moment. Isaiah 1, 10 through 20. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's turn to our lesson text, Isaiah chapter 1, verses 10 through 20. Hear the word of Jehovah, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. What unto me is a multitude of your sacrifices, saith Jehovah? I have had enough of the burnt offerings of rams, and of the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks, or of lambs, or of he-goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to trample my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. New moon and Sabbath, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with iniquity and the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feast my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary of hearing them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek justice. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now. Let us reason together, saith Jehovah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of Jehovah hath spoken it. There is a geographical note in this Sunday school lesson about Mount Zion, Jerusalem, and the daughter of Zion. The original city of Jerusalem was built on Mount Zion. Zion is frequently applied to the whole city. The daughter of Zion is Jerusalem and its inhabitants. Now here are some helps and hints for the teachers as we get into this lesson about Isaiah and true worship. Isaiah prophesied during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 1. He belongs to this period of the national history. And you might want to note the length of the reigns of those kings. It is not stated at what time Uzziah's reign, Isaiah, began his work. It must have been in the latter part. Isaiah must have been an old man at the close of Hezekiah's reign. Rabbinical tradition says that Isaiah was sawn asunder in the trunk of a tree by order of Manasseh, to which it is supposed that reference is made in Hebrews 11 and verse 37. Isaiah means salvation of Jehovah. He says, "Behold, I and the children whom Jehovah hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from Jehovah of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion." Isaiah 8 and verse 18. His wife is called the prophetess. The name of his firstborn son, Shear Jashub. And it means, "A remnant shall return." The name of his second son, Maher Shalahashbaz, means, "The spoil speedeth, the prey hasteneth." Isaiah sustained to these kings of Judah the same relationship that Elijah and Elisha sustained to the kings of Israel. The period of Isaiah's ministry was a critical one. Under Uzziah, the kingdom of Judah flourished, and he extended it over the country of the Philistines, to Elath on the Red Sea. In order to get an idea of Uzziah's prosperity, we can see in 2 Chronicles 26, 1 through 15, where it describes that. Under Jeroboam II, the king of Israel, kingdom of Israel flourished, and extended it from the entrance of Hamath to the north, so that the two kingdoms together occupied almost as much territory as the United Kingdom did under Solomon. The kingdoms had never enjoyed so much wealth and worldly greatness since the time of Solomon. With this prosperity, however, came luxury, ease, licentiousness, drunkenness, and immorality of all kinds, idolatry, oppression of the poor, vain confidence in man, and a corresponding lack of confidence in God. With all of this was a perfunctory performance of religious ceremonies. They had a form of godliness without the power. It was during this period that Amos, Hosea, and Micah prophesied. Amos, who prophesied mostly against Israel, describes the wealth, luxury, ease, and corruption, the debauchery, and other sins of that kingdom, and exhorts all to repentance. These sins rendered Judah as well as Israel weak, and exposed it to the invasions of surrounding nations and other chastisements of God. In those days, that is in the reign of Jotham, Jehovah began to send against Judah Razan, king of Syria, and Pekah, king of Ramah. In Isaiah's reign, the Syrians smote him and carried a multitude of captives to Damascus. The king of Israel, Pekah, also slew in Judah 120,000 in one day, all of them valiant men, because they had forsaken Jehovah, the God of their fathers. Pekah also carried away captives, 200,000 women, sons, and daughters, and took much spoil. But under the influence of Obed, a prophet of Jehovah, these captives were clothed, fed, anointed, and brought, the weak and helpless on asses, to Jericho and sent home. The Philistines from the west invaded Judah, for Jehovah brought Judah low because of Ahaz. The Syrians too invaded Judah. Isaiah was a great prophet. He touched on the destiny of kingdoms surrounding Judah and Israel, and he foresaw beyond the revolution of kingdoms and the downfall of empires the coming Savior, whose work and kingdom should surpass all others. In chapter 5, he gives the reasons for the woes pronounced upon Judah and God's vengeance against it. The opening chapter of the book of Isaiah sounds a sort of keynote for his preaching that is found in this book. Let me read to you those first 9 verses. Isaiah chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Jehovah hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and his ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, and seed of evildoers, children that deal corruptly. They have forsaken Jehovah. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They are estranged and gone backward. Why will ye be still stricken, that ye may revolt more and more? The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even into the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and fresh stripes. They have not been closed, neither have they been bound up, neither mollified with oil. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a booth in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, a besieged city. Except Jehovah of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and should have been likened to Gomorrah. Let's look at Elam's explanatory notes. The vision of Isaiah, mentioned in verse 1, is that which God revealed to him concerning Judah and Jerusalem, and the time of the kings during whose reigns he prophesied. God gave Isaiah a true insight in the condition of affairs, the cause, and the remedy. He saw it all clearly and felt it keenly. All that is in the book of Isaiah was not revealed to him at the same time. Besides prophesying, he wrote of the acts of Uzziah and of the acts of Hezekiah in the book of 2 Chronicles. Heaven and earth are called upon to give attention, for Jehovah hath spoken. He is worthy to be heard by heaven and earth. Heaven and earth are frequently called upon to witness the righteousness of God's deeds in dealing with men. God spoke through Isaiah, for no prophecy ever came by the will of men, but men spake from God being moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1 and verse 21. God had been a father to Judah from the beginning, had nourished it, had exalted it, and made it great. Thus God had always dealt with his people. Isaiah frequently refers to Judah as rebellious, lying children, taking refuge in lies and refusing to hear the law of God. The ox and the ass are the most stupid beasts, but brutes as they are, they have more gratitude and appreciation than God's children, for they know who feeds them and are submissive to their masters. God's people, for whom he had done so much, were more stupid and less appreciative than those brute beasts, and did not consider their dependence on God and what God in so many ways had done for them. This was a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that dealt corruptly. They were children of bad parents and were worse than their parents. They draw iniquity with cords of a falsehood, and sin, as it were, with a great rope. Isaiah 5:18. Sin and not righteousness is that which they haul about. John the Baptist said to the Pharisees and Sadducees, "Ye generation of vipers." Matthew chapter 3 and verse 7. They were children that deal corruptly against God in not keeping his commandments, and who had corrupted themselves with idols. They had forsaken Jehovah, and their disobedience and transgressions had turned away from God and despised the Holy One of Israel.